Hello.
Calvin, how are you doing? It's George here.
How's it going?
Not bad at all. How are you, man?
Lovely to hear a Scottish voice.
Yeah, it's nice. Always nice when you're away to hear a Scottish voice, isn't it? It's good.
It's lovely. It's been a long time for me, to be honest with you.
Are you in Vegas?
I am in LA right now.
In LA? Nice. Have you just finished a gig? Are you off? Are you going to start a gig? What's happening?
I am off for a gig in about an hour. Yeah.
Nice. Where is it tonight?
It is Vegas.
Awesome. I'm going to Vegas in June for my 20th wedding anniversary, man. I've never been in my life.
Oh, amazing. Well, you're welcome to come to the club if I'm playing.
I will look forward to that, man. I'll definitely check it out. I've seen you so many times at Tea in the Park. I was lucky enough to support you at the SEC a couple of years ago.
And, that's right, yeah.
Very excited about a new song coming out as well. Tell us all about this, what you came for.
Well, it's with Rihanna. It's 5 years since we found love now. I drove down to her house in Malibu.
How cool was that?
I mean, with prior warning, I didn't just show
up. All right, didn't just ring a bell and say, Rihanna!
No. And I played them all the track. I played her and her team the track and thinking it could be for her album. And she said, well, it doesn't really suit the album. I'm like, okay, no worries. It was worth a shot. And she's like, I'll do it as a feature, though. I'm like, right? Okay.
Wow.
That's incredible. Like, that's an unbelievable thing for you to do. It's weird, there's kind of like a quiet confidence when you know you've got something but you can't tell anyone what you've got. It's an interesting thing, and then finally it's out. It's kind of like it's exciting and nerve-wracking in equal measure, but it's a buzz.
Have you been dropping it at gigs, because presumably, as you say, you've been sitting on it for a bit? No,
we've been trying to keep it secret. Like, nobody knew that it existed until yesterday.
Amazing.
So no, I haven't played it once. Also, I think this year I'm going to release a lot more music than I did last year, and that's also kind of given me a bit of a buzz, because last year almost felt like, you know, I had one song out and it did really, really, really well, but it felt like I was cheating a bit, you know, just getting away releasing one record. So I'm fully making up for it this year.
Looking forward to that. And you're back at Tea in the Park. What you got planned for that this year? Because that last set was still like off the hook. And then when Will Smith came on at the end, we're all like, whoa, I'm there.
I mean, that was an unexpected turn of events, I think, for everyone.
Everybody, even Will.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't know what he was walking into. That was the best bet. I was just like, he was in Ibiza. He's like, where are you going after this? Well, it's a festival in Scotland. It's mental. Like, if you're going to go to any festival, you should come to this one, Tea in the Park, not expecting him to say yes. And then he said yes. But I think this year it's just going to be, I mean, who knows if something like that's going to happen? I don't know yet, but I can tell you that the production is on a whole new level now. The show itself is, I mean, I did it for the first time at Coachella just last week. And it's I've reached a point where it's just ridiculous now.
I love how Coachella's a warm-up gig for Tea in the Park. That's great. It makes us feel great.
Yeah, you could put it like that, yeah.
Well, listen, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us. I know how busy you are, but with a new single coming out, and I know you're just going off to do a gig.
Anytime.
Thanks so much, Calvin. Speak to you soon, mate.
All right, mate. Take care.